The Lord be with you.
And
greetings to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, and all God's people said,
Amen.
Happy Thanksgiving. And once again, good to see all of you here today. This is one of my favorite services of the year because it's purely about rendering thanks back to God for all of his many blessings. And, you know, there has been so much that we could be thankful for in the last year, particularly in my life. I know that I have been greatly blessed, and I have been blessed by God, and I have been blessed through this congregation. Well, if any of you ever watch The Tonight Show these days, you might recall that host Jimmy Fallon has a feature where he writes thank you notes to various people on the show. He does this about once a week. And I thought that it might be nice to do that myself today. After all, what could be more appropriate on Thanksgiving Day than to write a few thank you notes of my own, right? Right, okay, all right. I know you're out there somewhere. For a moment there, I thought I was hearing some crickets, but no, you're there. And like I say, there is so much that I have to be thankful for this year. And so here goes. Let's write some notes. And maybe, Nancy, it would be good to have some appropriate music. The piano says no. Okay. Well, we'll do this without music then. We'll do this without music. Okay. I can try it. All right. One thing that I'm thankful for here at St. Peter's is that you do not expect us to have our services too heavily rehearsed. Well, you're right, Nancy. It's not there. But if you've ever watched The Tonight Show, you'll know that the music goes something like this. So if you could just keep that in mind and use your imagination as we move into this note-writing segment, then you'll have the entire picture here. So let's get to our note-writing. Okay. Dear St. Peter's Church, thank you for the great sabbatical that you made possible for Bev and me this last summer. Because of your generosity, I better write faster here, and the time off that you gave me, we could work in even some vacation time and see some wonderful and beautiful places and sites. Sites such as this here. That's a windmill in Haarlem in the Netherlands. And this beautiful place in the Italian Alps. We even got to go to Venice, and see some great artwork. Of course, it wasn't flooding then. And, of course, because it was my sabbatical, how could we go to Europe without going to the Reformation lands? We went to Germany, and I'm so thankful for the Reformation. And so that's a new note. Dear God, thank you for the Reformation. Thank you for all that men and women sacrificed to make this possible. And, oh, I see there's Wartburg Castle there. This is where Martin Luther hid and translated the New Testament into German. Thank you, Lord, for Martin Luther, who recovered the true gospel of grace. New note, dear St. Peter's congregation, thank you for not expecting me to play Martin Luther every year like Pastor Eddie did. As you can see, I'm not very convincing in that role. Bev looks fine. She looks like she belongs, doesn't she? Not me. Okay, well, you know, as I think about all of my Thanksgivings, I think about our staff, and, you know, I think about the fact that we are blessed with youth here at St. Peter's Lutheran Church. You just saw some of them performing for our special music. So, dear Lord, thank you for our youth. And I should probably also thank our youth director, our wonderful youth director, Brad. Dear Brad, thank you for the great job that you've done with our youth this past year. Brad and Grace have done a great job with our student ministries in 2019. Thank you also, Brad, for not dressing up as me for Halloween like you did the last year. Look at that. He's even got the hand right, you know, and the pose, and even showed up with the same shirt. And, you know, as I think about our staff, how could I not also write a thank you note to our other pastor, Pastor Joe DiPello? And Joe has done just a tremendous job this past year with our men's ministries, with confirmation, so many other areas. And so, dear Joe, thank you for the great job that you did in 2019. Thank you also, Joe, for taking my place in the dunk tank at Rally Day this year. Well, you know what? I got to preach a sermon this morning, so we better get right to it. And seriously, when it comes to St. Peter's Lutheran Church and school in 2019, I can truly say that the thanks was in the giving. The thanks was in the giving. And what a year it has been. It has been a year of cheerful giving here at St. Peter's. And so I first would like to highlight our wonderful staff here at St. Peter's. You know, we have a phenomenal staff, and our staff is like a family that I've come to know and love. And because of the fact that they are always giving over and above the call of duty. This staff loves the Lord. They love people. They love the members of our church, our student population, the parents of our school, and visitors and children and the elderly in the community surrounding us. And as I think about our staff, it seems appropriate that we can really look at that verse, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 12, and this really describes them. For the ministry of this service is not only supplying the needs of the saints, but is also overflowing in many thanksgivings to God. And so as I think about our staff, I think of a ministry that literally on a daily basis overflows with good works, and that causes an overflow of thanksgivings to God on the part of all who benefit from their ministry. It is an overflowing ministry that we have here at St. Peter's, and our staff's lives literally overflow with that love and good works. This is their expression of gratitude to the Lord. Their thanks is in their giving. You know, whenever outsiders ask about our church and ask me to describe the church, I always find myself saying, well, we have a phenomenal staff here, and I should add that it is your generosity as a congregation and your solid support that makes it possible for us to have a staff like we do. Your thanks, your gratitude to God, in fact, was in your giving. Now, in our epistle passage today, there are several qualities that I want to highlight as we explore this theme of thanksgiving and how it has played out during this past year. The first quality that I want to talk about is zeal. You have been zealous givers. You have been zealous givers. And 2 Corinthians 9:2 says this, "For I know your readiness, of which I boast to the people of Macedonia, saying that you have been ready since last year, and your zeal has stirred up most of them." Now, what's Paul talking about here? What does Paul mean when he says that they have been ready since last year? Well, a little bit of historical background is appropriate. Paul is referring to a collection that the Corinthian church has been asked to take up. There's a famine going on in Judea and Jerusalem, and many of the Jewish Christians are in really desperate straits. And so Paul, under the leading of the Lord, decides to take up a special collection to meet the needs of those who are the strapped believers in and around Jerusalem. And this collection, which is made up of contributions from mostly non-Jewish churches, the churches throughout the region of Achaia, that's Athens and Corinth, in Macedonia, that would be Philippi and Thessalonica, the collection from these mostly non-Jewish churches is important in Paul's eyes to demonstrate that there is a unity in Christ of all believers. There's a unity in the church, and that what God is doing is historic. God is breaking down the dividing walls of hostility that keeps Jew from Gentile, and he's taking both peoples, and he's forming one new humanity out of them under the lordship of Jesus Christ. And the collection that he is taking up is emblematic of this unity which is being created by the Lord Jesus. So it's very important that he goes to these churches and makes this collection. And the Corinthian church was part of Paul's collection plan. And so he goes throughout the churches through Macedonia, and as he travels through Macedonia, he is actually able to encourage those churches by boasting about the church in Corinth and telling them of the generosity of the believers in Corinth. And that's why he says, your zeal has stirred up most of them. And here is the basic bottom line. Zeal converts into giving. Zeal translates into giving. And did you know that our zeal as a church, as St. Peter's Lutheran Church, is known in other places? Throughout our association, St. Peter's is known as a very giving church. Our national office is encouraged by your zeal. Our youth ministries nationwide are encouraged by your zeal. Our missionaries are encouraged by your zeal in giving. Your thanks is in your giving, and we are known as a church of a giving heart. And here's just a sample of what your zeal is accomplishing here at home. So let's have the next slide. In terms of missions and ministries, we have a growing and thriving youth program, youth ministry. We have college ministry. We have young adult ministries. If you happen to come here on a Wednesday night, you might find anywhere between 50 and 85 students, young people, young adults being ministered to on a Wednesday night. We also have a thriving confirmation program here. We have 28 students, grades 6 through 8, 8 students in grade 9, and we have some wonderful confirmation teachers, and all of this is under the leadership of Pastor Joe, but Grace Allen has also been doing a fantastic job with our confirmation program and others as well, various volunteers. And so that's one of the areas that we can really see the zeal and the generosity of the church. Second point that we can draw from our 2 Corinthians passage is this, that you have been cheerful givers. 2 Corinthians 9:7 says, each one must give as he has decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Literally, the word in Greek for cheerful is hilaron. It's the word that we get our word hilarious from. God literally loves a hilarious giver. And, you know, there is a certain hilarity to Christian giving. We can laugh at the money because we know ultimately money isn't what makes the world go round. It's not eternal. And so we can give it freely. And here's my recommendation, that when you write that check out and drop it in the offering plate, don't be grim about it. Try laughing about it. See what that does for you. Because literally, God loves a hilarious giver. And you have been generous. You have been generous. You have been cheerful in your giving. Not once have we ever felt here in 2019 that we had to somehow pull this out of you. You have been cheerful givers all the way along. Third point I want to make is that you have been generous. You have been generous givers. The scripture says you will be enriched in every way to be generous in every way, which through us will produce thanksgiving to God, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 11. Well, just how generous have you been? And I bet some of you are going to be surprised when you see these statistics, but here are some of the numbers for you, and you'll see just how hilarious and generous your giving actually has been in this last year. Next slide. We have been and we have become increasingly a congregation of givers. Now, this is over and above our offerings and tithes that we normally give to the church. Total giving above and beyond our tithes, $123,700 and growing. That is amazing. Let's take a look at the next slide. Here's some of the monthly benevolences that we have given to. You know that check that you write out each month for various things. $6,000 to schools in Ghana through Jewel for Jesus. $6,000 short-term mission teams through the Sending Place. $12,000 for Pastor Scott Yont and God's Hidden Treasure Ministries in Ukraine. And also, your contributions to that ministry has helped to launch a whole new church in Bila Chekba in Ukraine. And so we've actually been instrumental in planting a church in that city through Pastor Yont's leadership. We've also given generously to the American Association of Lutheran Churches, to OC International, that is Jay and Sarah Gerhardt's ministry, Capstone Ministry with Pastor Dan and Patty Schmelzer, they were just here, Sowers Ministry in India, and Lutheran Bible Translators, Josh and Ruthie Wagner, for a total of around $90,000. Amazing. Benevolences of the month, here are the ones that we have actually given to in 2019, the Elk Grove Food Bank, Members in Need, St. Peter's Youth Ministries, U.S. and Foreign Missions, the Alternatives Pregnancy Center, Love, Inc., St. Peter's Lutheran School, Lutheran Social Services, Elk Grove Teen Center, Share a Soul, Faith Comes by Hearing, and Union Gospel Mission, $22,796 and growing. Okay, going on to the next slide, missions and ministries. We have a Members in Need Fund at our church. How generous has your giving been to this particular fund? $14,319 in 2019 alone. And then we've got Elk Grove Winter Sanctuary, over $4,500 to that ministry. And the school supply drive for schools in Ghana, you see a picture down there in the lower left-hand corner. So once again, an amazing record of generosity. Elk Grove Food Bank, very recently, you might remember that this entire area in front of our altar was filled with bags of non-perishable food supplies, 1,343 pounds of food this year. Operation Christmas Child, we just took those boxes off in on the 24th, 148 boxes, and there you see a picture of the wall of boxes there. We built a wall with those boxes. And finally, even though it's not quite related, but I do need to mention Trunk or Treat, which is now in its, we've just passed our third year with that. We had 32 trunks of candy and goodies out there. And we had 500-plus visitors, not only from our church, of course, and from our school, of course, but many people from the community. Trunk or Treat is sending a message to our community and to our neighborhood that St. Peter's Lutheran Church is here, and we're here to serve. Wonderful ministry. And then we have our school. And I need to especially highlight this because the school has had a good year so far. We are at 197 students. That's 12 over our plan, and so the finances are looking better all the time for the school. Our school administrator, Chris Puccinelli, tells me that every day on campus, there are parents who are helping out in a variety of ways, helping to make the school run and children to learn. We have students, we see students who go from struggling students to thriving students here. Because of some of the help that you have given and your generosity. We have $31,619 that has come in for our endowment fund. And you might notice, many of you have taken note of that big thermometer chart out there in the breezeway. We started off at about $207,000 this year. We were trying to reach the $250,000 threshold so that we could begin to draw off of the interest on that account, and we are now right above $250,000. $19,000 plus in the tuition assistance fund. Eagle Sunday, we collected nearly $9,000, $8,717. We collected another $3,214 when the school was the benevolence of the month over the summer. Over $3,000 in miscellaneous offerings, and $6,000 came in at the memorial service for Helen Rogers. Total, $71,568 was given to the school, and that is also growing. And so this is wonderful. And if you wonder what the point to this whole sermon is, it is just simply to say thank you. Say thank you. I'm not going to lecture you. I don't. That's not what today is about. But to say that your thanks was in the giving, and to say thank you for that. Fourth and finally, you have known the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you by his poverty might become rich. 2 Corinthians 8:9. How do I know that you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ? Because you have been paying forward what the Lord has given you. You see, God's Son had all of the riches of heaven before coming to this planet, but he became poor for our sakes so that we might also share in the riches of heaven. And this act of self-divesting on the part of the Lord is in part what you do every time that you give the way that you do. You self-divest in order that others may share in the gifts of God, both the gifts of this world, which are the food and the clothing and the school supplies and the shelter, and in the gifts of God's kingdom, which is salvation itself, which is peace, which is the love of Christ, which is eternal life. St. Peter's Lutheran Church, you give of yourselves, and you are giving in a manner which is an imitation of our very Lord, who, though he was rich, became poor for our sakes, that we might share in the riches of heaven. You show that you know the grace of our Lord, because in your generosity, you have become imitators of him. And so, 2 Corinthians 9:6, the point is this: whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And I'm here to testify to you today that you have sown bountifully in 2019. And if that is the case, then the promise of Scripture is that we will reap bountifully. And so do you believe that? Do you believe that principle, that if you sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully? Do you believe it? Do you believe that you have known the grace of our Lord in 2019? Do you believe that God will continue to bless us in 2020 and that we may go and grow in ways that we haven't seen before? Do you believe that your zeal and your generosity in giving are an encouragement to others? And do you believe that God loves cheerful givers? Do you believe that? Do you believe that your giving has been cheerful, hilarious? You know, I always like to say that God loves a cheerful giver. Will he accept a grumpy giver? Yeah, most likely he will, but he likes the cheerful givers. I believe all of this, and I believe it on behalf of St. Peter's Lutheran Church. I believe it because I can see, looking back on 2019, that your thanks was in your giving. Thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift of Jesus Christ our Lord. And all God's people said, amen and amen.